Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, very exciting. We are starting the second half of Mesechus Gittin from the sixth parak. The right, Mesechus Gittin, you might have noticed, is divided to three thirds. The first, second, third prakim in the beginning of the fourth are about Gittin. Then it gets into a tangent of various tikkun olam. The fourth and fifth parakim are about random things. One of the random things happened to be providential last month. And then the sixth and on goes back to Hilchos Gittin. And we start with Shlichus. Right? Sixth parak is mostly about Shlichus of Gittin. Ha'omer his kabel gets el ishi, or holik gets el ishi. Im rotz alachzor yachzor, meaning this is what's called a shliach laholacha. Right, there are at least two kinds of shliach, shluchim for Gittin. The machlokas Ram and everyone else will get to see whether there are two or three. Shliach lohalacha is the husband shliach the get. So if he says it's kabel get ishti or holik get zel ishti, that is a shliach lohalacha, which means that the get is not chal until the shliach is the arm of the baal. The get is not chal until the shliach delivers it. So if the baal wants to retract before it's delivered, he can retract. Ha'isha shamer is kabel getti, but if the woman appointed a shliach the kabbalah. Shlich to represent the woman. Imra talachzor lo yachter. If once he gives the shlich the kabbalah, and if he gave it to the woman, and she's divorced, and he can't retract anymore, even though the shlich the kabbalah is not brought home to the wife yet, doesn't matter. It is chal. Lefikach im amar lo habali efchi shetakabela ella holich v'teinla. Therefore, if the baal said to the shlich the kabbalah, I don't want you to be mekabel on her behalf to represent her and be her shliach. Rather, holech v'tenla, rather bring it to her. Okay, look, it's Rashi Ran, exactly what this means. We'll maybe we'll discuss right now. Imrat alachdor, yachdor. If the husband wants to retract, he can still retract because this is because he has become a shliach laholacha. Okay, Rashi Ran, holy get the imrat alachdor lo yachdor. He just says tol is the same as his kabel, which makes a lot of sense. One thing is gabel to receive, no tell. Is to receive. Paul is a synonym first kabbal. Yes, Morty.
The Imar Talakhtar is really a nachumina between whether she does it or he does it. Why don't they have another thing? What if the bomb is a die? Why did you pick on this?
I'm just going to answer technically because this is the most common nachumina. Because people used to change their minds. Now there's a bit of machlokas Rashi and Ran, which may be significant about what this lafikach is, right? Says Rashi, and it's not that the says Rashi lafikach came into Amran in Yocholach or Ein Lo Tekan Olach or Akarka Elam Kain Amr Lo Abal Lase etc. Rashi says lafikach is not a halachic lafikach; it's more of an Unless we can call it an Itza Tova. Since if she appoints a Shlech Kabbalah, once the husband gives the get to the Shlech Kabbalah, if he gave it to the wife, and there's no backing out. Therefore, we give an Itza Tova to the husband. If the husband still wants time to think about it and still wants a chance to back out, then he can tell this Shlech Kabbalah, I don't want to give it to you as a Shlech Kabbalah. I'm refusing to give it to you as a Shlech Kabbalah. Rather, I'm appointing your Shlech Laholacha, as Rashi says. Came into Amar Niyah Halachter. Ain lo takana lachter. There's no takana means itza. Right? There's no way for him to give himself a chance to retract. Elam kein amar lo abal zesha asta oto Shlech Kabbalah. I efshish de kabbalah ligot kiyada. Ela Shlech shalitehe leholacha leyada. Rather be a Shlech Laholacha. So it's an Eitz Tova that if he wants you to back out, he should say, I want you to be a Shlech L'Holacha. That's right. The Ran says slightly differently. The Ran in the back of the Gemara quotes Rashi, Kakbir's Rashi, and a lot to know if we cock. I mean, you can't deny that it's a good Eitz Tova, but he just doesn't think that that's what Lafika means. Lafika sounds like it's a halakhic conclusion. After all, it doesn't say lefikach, the eighth of him. It says lefikach, if he does this, then this is the rule. According to Rashi, it should have said lefikach, he should do this, right? So lefikach, this is what he should say. It says lefikach, if he says the epshi, then imratul after yachter. It sounds like lefikach is on the halakha, not on the eighth of Tova. The lefikach is not, this is what he should do if you want to be chodeh. The lefikach, he can't be chodeh. So that's why he says the lashon is not noach. Okay, Rashi would say the lashon is lav dafka. doesn't mean lefikach can be called there. Obviously, it can be called during the split lahalacha. Lefikach, this story to told him. What did the Ran say? Lefikach nirali, okay, pun not intended, lefikach nirali. Dahi berusha de sakadai kamin zitanam ha omers, gavel, rato, lachter, yachter, hangamisham, they came into itzel, nichol, lav, kokmin, and liskot, what gital, they acher, the hobula. Avoksha, tata, he slip, a kabbalah, taki, the kamina, shafish, or a ball, slip, in the tonashi, kablen, mach, shlik, so she yiske, miyad, mach, the ball, dil whiskey. He has Rashi and the Ran have a machlokes about what the husband means in this case. In the Lefikach case, what does the husband mean? Says Rashi that he should be a shliach leholacha. In which case, obviously, if he makes shliach leholacha, he can be called there till he gets to the destination. Lefikach is just that it's Neitha Tova, therefore. Yachol, the fact that he can be chosen there is pashut, and the lefikach is an eitzah tova, right? And that's what Ran didn't like, technically. What do you mean? If it's pashut to be chosen, then it's not a lefikach. Don't say lefikach eitzah tova. Then it should have said lefikach yasekach lekach. Says the Ran, though. Ran makes a big finish here. Says the Ran, the husband's kavana is not to make him shliach lahalacha. The husband's kavana is to do zachem l'adam shelo b'fanav. Right? As the Ran says, again, abagav cha'amar ba'al shliach, what did the ba'al say? Meaning, what does the ba'al mean? Ein return she'kav lenu machma shlichos, ela she'yivke miyad machma tabal. He should be zoka because of him. He's making him a zachem l'adam shelo b'fanav. I don't want you to be your shliach like Kabbalah. I want you to be zachem l'adam shelo b'fanav. Delitzky, you might think that would be good enough.
Says the Ran, says the Ran, it's much more subtle.
It's not that I want you to represent me instead of her. I want you to represent her, but I don't want you to represent her as a shliach. I want you to represent her as a zakum ladam shalom afanam. And then the yachalachar is it's a big chiddush, right? It's a chiddush. What do you mean? Zachal on the of fun of? Why can he be the, if someone's zachal on the fun of, call right away. Why can he be called there to zachal on the of fun of?
If they chiddush, then the zechiyah doesn't work. She'i evshar liskotla. And that's lefikach. Lefikach is therefore. What's the therefore?
Sorry. Therefore, since we say ha'omer hiskavel and rachel achter yachter lefikach, what's the lefikach? Since we say it's not a good for a woman to be divorced,
lefikach. Let's just finish up the word lefikach. Since he has no other Eitzah to buy time. Rashi says, Lefikach, you know there's Eitzah to buy time to be divorced, except for saying this. Here, Lefikach is, since we established in the Resha that divorce is a Hoba, not a Kod.
Since we established the ratio of divorce is not a cook, why? The husband says it's Kabbalah Gita. Right? It's Kabbalah accepted for her. What does it mean when the husband said it's Kabbalah accepted for her? It means accepted for her because the husband is full of fun. And yet it's not a cook. Because it's not a cook. Hey, it's not a cook. Therefore, even if he said accepted for her, the husband is full of fun, it still doesn't work. And what's that? The big finish here, the big finish of the round here. This is the Sufi, the Korban Nathanael. Right? The Korban Nathanael is following Sufi. When we say that divorce is a chova for a woman and not a zechut, which is implicit in our Mishnah, the guy says, the Yerushalmi makes it explicit. He says, if Kabel is coming to accept it for her, be zocha for her. So why is it a chal right away? Because it's a divorce, the chova, right? And that's the forge in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. right? That they are my recumber. I may argue whether a ship or Edmund was a butcher chova, but Edmund agrees, like, say, take this for my wife. She's not divorced because divorced the chova. So the kiddush is that divorced the chova says to Yerushalmi, we'll come back to that in a second, even if she said, I want to get divorced, it's still a chova. Why? Because she might have changed her mind. The carbon silence was stupid. What if she didn't just say she wanted to get divorced? She actually made a shliach, appointed a shliach with Kabbalah to receive her guest. That's much more serious. What if she appointed a shliach with Kabbalah to receive her guest? In that case, is she divorced or not? Can you be, is it, does it become a what? The carbon is not 100% sure. Leave that as the question. The Ron says, clearly not. Even though it's a chova at the Ron, even though she appointed a shliach with Kabbalah, now that she even appointed this, the same guy who slept with Kabbalah that now wants to be zoked for her, it doesn't matter. You know, if you appointed slept with Kabbalah, who now wants to be zoked for her, it's still not as close to Silakova. Okay, big finish. The round will come back to in a moment.
The implication is that when the guy finally delivers the gift of the woman, she would be divorced. That's not at all clear why that should be.
Correct. That's not at all clear why that should be. And he doesn't finish out that thought, right? You have to add to the Ron, like the Gemara said, that if the husband knows that he can't make a shliach l'kabbalah, he means shliach l'holacha, you have to add to the Ron that the husband has in mind, if it's not going to work through Zachin, it'll be at least a shliach l'holacha. Okay, then you have to add that. Seder, we can live with that. Okay, this, we're going to come back to this, my book is Rafi and Ron.
Isn't there's two things going on. There's one would be Zoka, whether someone Zoka they want it or don't want it, and a Shliach. Once you appoint a Shliach, you can say I didn't appoint you to destroy things for me, but that's even, is that the same as a person changing their mind?
I'm not sure what you mean. When I appoint a Shliach, it's not the fuck for me to change my mind.
Right, no, but you're using the same logic about that. Maybe the shliach would be no good because
we'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to that. Okay. First, let's just read the Gemara, and then I want to go back and talk a little more about Zechut and Chova. The Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha Breder of Avula Rav Ashi. Hai Madlosha Viti Ihi Shliach, the Kabbalah. What's the ratio? The ratio, the guy says, Kabbalah is, his Kabbalah gets Ele Ishti, or Holech gets Le Ishti, and it doesn't work right away. It doesn't work immediately. Why? Because contrast with the next line, because the woman didn't appoint him a shliach l'kabbalah. So the ratio is where the woman didn't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. Hashaviti shliach l'kabbalah. But if the woman had appointed a shliach l'kabbalah and the husband gave it, then he couldn't retract it. Bichal miyad. If he said, so clearly, if the woman had a shliach l'kabbalah, he said it's kabbalah giti. So he's agreeing with the shliach l'kabbalah. She's the worst miyad. The chiddush is if the woman appointed shliach l'kabbalah and he said holy l'giti, then it's chal miyad, right? Doesn't this prove a machlok ratzon machlok we had earlier that holy is a lachon of the chi? He said holy, bring it to her. Does that mean bring it to her as my shaliach or accept it on her behalf and then just bring it home to her as a memento or rather as a proof? So we prove your holy is chi with ratzon the machlok per kama. That Rashi is a little controversial. The truth is we're not against the laws of holy is chi. That's really the Gemara gets in a tangent and then comes back to it in much greater detail about some of Gimel. So we're not going to get to the lumdus and be dying from the Rashi and Holok Kisri. It's a diaf that Rashi said, Holok Kisri, which is the machlok in the first parak. Not everyone would have said that. But can we prove me Holok Kisri? The answer is no. The only way Holok Lav Kisri, Dami Viskal, against the Lashi, it's a recolay. Really, Holok is not Kisri. Meaning, really, even if the wife appointed a Shliach with Kabbalah and he said, Holok Yetel Itzi, it would not work. So why, we'll read here like Rashi tells a little thing. So why did the Reisha talk about a case where he wasn't appointed by the woman when whether or not he was appointed by the woman, Holik would not have an immediate effect? The answer is Kabbal get Lichnitzurichalei, you're right. When the Reisha chose to discuss the case, the wife had an appointment with Kabbalah, it wasn't for the Holik case. That either way. Maybe Holik Lav Kitri.
I think it's
Lachit. That's why I turned it off. They compromised. The holech is being the woman appointed and being not. So why is the ratio only talking about the woman didn't appoint him first? Kabel, less strong form of Avi's question from before. You might have thought if she's not a shlich l'kabbalah and I say it's kabel, then the Baal means to appoint him a shlich l'kabbalah. But the Baal can't appoint him a shlich l'kabbalah, so he's not anything. If he's not anything, even if he delivers the get, it should be puzzle. He's not a shlich l'kabbalah. The Baal said it's kabel. He's not a shlich l'kabbalah. The wife didn't appoint him, so he's nothing. So it's not chal even if he brings it home to her. Kamashwan is kabel holeh ka'amar. No, kamashwan, that when the husband said it's kabel, he means if she's a shlich l'kabbalah, he's a shlich l'kabbalah, he means it's kabel and he's worth right away. If he's not a shlich l'kabbalah, he means it's kabel holeh, take it as my shlich l'holacha. And it seems to be an assumption in the various sugyas that whenever the husband says something, he means, and if it doesn't work now, be a shlech l'holacha and deliver to her. The next line of the Mishnah says, if she appoints shlech l'kabbalah, and then he can't retract the call right away, isn't the reisha, the mitziyot that continues from the reisha, whether the husband said it's kabbalah or holich, either way it's call right away, which proves holich k'tri, lo kabbalah. No, that's only if the husband says it's kabbalah. The husband says, I don't want you to be a shlich in kabbalah, rather holich b'temlah, which according to Rashi means rather be shlich l'holacha, and according to Ran means rather be mezakeh for her, and if not be shlich l'holacha. Time the dormi efshi. That's only the preface. The efshi should be kabbalah ella halomri efshi. If he had jumped at the word tenla, then the pshat would have been different. Imrat alach olir, so it would have been kal right away. Doesn't that prove holik yischi? Shvami to holik yischi, dummy. The answer is delma behelach. Maybe the gears in the mitzvah is not holik. The gears in the mitzvah is helach. And helach is for sure a lachton of kabbalah. Helach means here it is for you, like it's a done deal. Holik means bring it. So maybe holek doesn't mean see, holek means I don't want it to be now. I want you to bring it to me later. And this Mishnah, the Girsa Tosfos points out, they weren't just Tom invented. There was a Girsa floating around Baal Pen, the days they were run of Halach. And therefore doesn't prevent anything about holek. Okay. Again, holek the skin will come back to Daf Samach Gimel because that's the main sugya, and you know, we'll get to it next week. Not a big deal. But I want to go back to the Mishnah a little more and talk about Zafus and Chova. And as you see, I want to talk about two things. Number one, the more technical issue is Gerushin and Zafus or a Chova. And then by something is the more fundamental issue of what is Zafus and what is Lulafana all about. So let's talk about whether Gerushin is Zafus or Chova. It's clear for our Mishnah that Gerushin is not a Zafus. Why? Because his Kabel is normally a lot of fun. So a lot of fun. If I say, you know, everyone admits, let's find the public, if I say, here's 100 shekel, hiskabel avor morti, then I'm telling you he's talking about his lot of fun. Accept it for him, meaning he's talking about his lot of fun. But by a get, it only turns into a shlech l'holacha, because a get is a chova. And that is mefurish. It's implicit in our Mishnah. It is a mefurish Mishnah, like I said in Daf Yud Aleph on Beis. Ha'omer ten gets zel ishti shtar shechur zel avdi and much alachim shem yachter. Neither one is chal because they're not a zechut. Ha'omer when begite nashim. I'm a lot of career bottom. He says zachal on shul b'fanav. Ein chav lo ela b'fanav. A shechur evid is chal right away. Can zachal on shul b'fanav. It's zechut, but divorced is a chova, and therefore it cannot be chal with shul b'fanav without her. Shul b'fanav doesn't mean without her presence, it means without her knowledge, right? You can't divorce your wife without checking with her first, without her appointing a shlech.
Are there any other examples in Shach where we have this question about whether it's a shlech in the home or someone?
There may be. There's a question darned up on the above of truma, whether it's a chot or a chobah to give truma for your property. It doesn't say the result of the fun up there. Some are showing assume that's what it's talking about. And there are probably others that I'm not thinking of offhand. Okay. So clearly divorce is a chova. The question is, in what circumstances is it so clear? And B, in what circumstances is divorce a chova? So says the Yerushalmi here by us. We'll start with the Yerushalmi by us.
I said it's in half of my one. It's all coming very well.
Says the Yerushalmi by us, Matnis and Homer, Kabbal Gazela Ishti, et cetera, quote our Mishnah, And the first thing it says is, why is his kabel not zochen lanu shlo b'fanav in the reisha? The answer is, zochen lanu shlo b'fanav, meaning an ein chav lanu shlo b'kitzachol. Heisev Rav Shami. Hagat v'chashay z'mech l'shka. What if he says, I want a divorce? Okay. The answer is, shemach adr bach. Even if she said she wants a divorce, it's still a chol. Why? He says she wants it, so it's a chol. The answer is because she said she wants it, but maybe meanwhile she changed her mind. Okay, there's a classic kasha on the Yerushalmi of, hold on, if we're hoping that every woman changed her mind, right? Meaning there's some assumption that it's good to be married, it's bad to be divorced. In the Bavli, that assumption is called Tavla Mezu Pad Nubin Lesev Armelu, comes up in Yvonne's Cook Your Cat, as well as a few other places in the shop. It's better to be two people than to be an almana, meaning than to be a single woman, for whatever reason, which we'll get to. But it's so bad to be divorced that even if she says she wants to be divorced, we're the coach and she changed her mind. Therefore, it's not a clear loss. Yeah.
Even if the coach should be a get me something.
So that's a great question. I didn't put on the course here. A lot of times there's a few machlokes of folk in various cases, whether it's a stuff they get or whether it is vaday not a get. Even in the Yerushalmi, yesh maybe makom l'safek. Most folks assume it's vaday not a get. Why would it be vaday not a get? Either because since it's not as clear as the foot, we don't dissolve a lot of the lavana. We don't dissolve a lot of the lavana because it's clear as the foot. Or because it's so strong, the assumption that a woman wants to be married is so strong that it makes it a badai that we, or at least more likely, a rogue that she changed her mind.
When we discuss that, it's cut and cold, is it subjective that if we know for sure she wants it, if she comes a book?
Great question. Is it subjective or is it objective? Let's come back to that. The Yerushalmi certainly makes it sound subjective because it says maybe she changed her mind. Right? It depends on her mind.
But we say it is a get, we're saying whether the Chanel can acquire it for
her. We're saying that miyad, say it's a get, it means the husband said to a random person who's not a shliach. The husband said to be mezakeh, don't this get on behalf of my wife, she's divorced. That's what makes a get. That without asking her, you can give it to a shliach and be zochah for her. Now, the Kronwald, you all thought of this question in Yerushalmi. Hold on. If the wife appoints a shliach in Kabbalah, we don't assume she changed her mind. So why, if she shouts she wants to be divorced, we assume she changed her mind, right? Meaning, how come Lefi Yerushalmi, which we popped in like in Shohar, so we're not going to pop like this in Yerushalmi. Sav kol lehit garish, right? Ein zochin la, because she changed her mind. But if she appoints a shliach in Kabbalah, also a sugya amra his kabel in gittin. Right? Then the shliach is mekabel to get, and she's megureshet miyad. Why don't we say maybe she changed her mind? After all women want to stay married. It's such a strong halakha woman wants to stay. Why is it such a struggle to talk to a woman wanting to stay married? So, right? The Rav had this machlokas with Rabbi Rachman, a very, very famous speech must be like 40-odd years ago by now. 75, right? That Rabbi Rachman wanted to be make a bezdin, to be mater, a gunos, to help him, wouldn't give them a get in certain cases by saying, she wouldn't have wanted to marry him, etc. Oh, the Gemara says, and the folks say, tell them the tongue, a woman would always rather get married, even if it's not an ideal situation. So Rebbe said, that was in the old days, because society was different, a woman couldn't support themselves, and a woman couldn't walk around single, didn't have any social status, etc. They could be just as well up in society as a single man, so we don't say that chazak anymore. And the Rav went back to him in a public speech at the RCA convention or something, and he said, okay, there are some people who think that the Torah doesn't apply nowadays, that everything Chazal said, you can just make fit whatever you want them and decide whether you believe them or not. And that Chazal, we're only talking about old-fashioned things that don't apply anymore. But everything Chazal says, this was the Rosh General, Mahalas and Shas, everything Chazal says is a fundamental philosophical description of existence, not an ephemeral observation of their time and place. And when Chazal said that Telgamis and Telgamis of Arvalu, a woman wants to be married, it's because they look back in Bereshit, Paradise days, and said that when woman was created, a parsha Shavua, 2 days ago, right, Aselo Ezer Kinegdo, she was part of Adam Arishon, she was brought to Adam Arishon, and therefore a woman, by her very definition of creation, something that's not subject to sociological forces, that's just part of the nature of our species, is that she has a deep-seated inherent need to be married, and without that, she's not realizing her existence, and therefore that's not subject to time and place, and was very, very hard against her Iraqman at the time. To a certain extent, this is the Rav Shita in general. The Rav thought everything is in a shot is philosophical and not practical. You know, down to the nitty-gritty of your day of Tzad Gavra and Yilad Gavra, you know, every single detail in Shas, whether it's psychology, whether it's chemistry, the Rav says, is neither psychology nor chemistry nor economics or anything else, it's philosophy. And philosophy doesn't change. That was the Rav's Mahalach. Okay, the impression I got from most of the Talmidim of the Rav, who I've spoken to about this, is that they agree with the Rav against Rabbi Rachman in terms of the Evan HaEzer technical halachic details of whether his psakim were a proper halachic methodology or not, but they're not convinced philosophically they're not convinced that everything Chazal say is philosophy and not chemistry, economics, psychology, or anything else. That maybe sometimes Chazal were looking at the world around them and making a sociological judgment. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe something.
Rabbi, wasn't there a tshuva of the Beis
HaLevi? That's my impression. Okay, right.
Rabbi, wasn't there a tshuva of the Beis HaLevi that said that a mentally deranged person is worse than a mukat shechin?
No, okay, we're not getting into that. That's half of Moshe Feinstein. We're not getting into that now. We'll mention in a moment, but we're not getting into it now. Okay. anyway, but how, if we're so certain that a woman wants to be married, then even she appoints to the Kabbalah, why shouldn't she be able to retract? So then there are basically two possible answers to that. One is that there is a practical difference. Tavkaliz Garish is not necessarily serious. After all, you know, there are different kinds of people out there. You know, when I get mad at my wife, I don't say I'm going to divorce you. And when she gets mad at me, she doesn't say I want a divorce. So, you know, we're perhaps a little more refined and we don't fly off the handle and exaggerate, et cetera. But there are other people out there who, when the wife gets into a fight with the husband, says, that's it, I want a divorce. And she doesn't necessarily mean it. She doesn't actually want to get divorced, thinking about what life would be like after divorce and before divorce. It just means she's very, very mad and she's expressing her feelings in an exaggerated fashion. So it could be that thoughtless guy says, I want a divorce, I want a divorce. I'll pay $1 million for a divorce. But she doesn't really mean it. She's just being upset and expressing herself in exaggerated language. If she appoints a clip with Kabbalah, then go to Chicago and accept a get on my behalf, for my husband. She's obviously very serious. Like, once he goes, like, you accept the get. She knows he's serious. The point is, yeah, not that I'm saying. So it could be the difference is, one shot is, the difference is psychological. So Phyllis Garish wasn't serious. Yeah, right now she feels like she wants to get divorced. Right now, meaning if her husband were to get right now, she would accept it. Right now, she wants to get divorced. But she's not serious. In 5 minutes, she'll calm down and realize she doesn't want to get divorced. As opposed to here, no. Here, she was much more serious. You don't change your mind when you could, but the odds are when you're so serious, you're not going to change your mind. The odds are when you're just flying off the handle. Right now, she wants to get divorced in this second. But she doesn't really want to get divorced when she thinks about it. It's only until she calms down. The other possibility is
Another difference is plural. This envelope means when she appoints a the halosh lichot continues even if she changes her mind, unless she does a itol shlichot. The halosh lichot, when she appoints the shlichot, is a halosh lichot. That halosh lichot continues until she's mevatel the shlichot. Even if she changes her mind, if I appoint a shliach, forget about divorce. I appoint Yehuda my shliach to sell my bicycle. And then I'd say, you know what? Maybe I don't really want to sell my bike. It doesn't matter. Until I say, I'm a bachelor, you're sleepless, you can still sell my bike. Probably. You know, it's a reasonable assumption. As opposed to over here, there's no chalos. Right? Just saying, I wish I was divorced. I would want to be divorced. It's not a chalos. If no chalos, it's just an opinion. An opinion changes. Right? There's no chalos. So, if she changes her mind, she changed her opinion. An opinion can change just by feeling differently. And we say she's going to feel differently. You know, she's probably going to feel differently. But a halos, you have to formally retract the halos. Halos has formal power until you retract it. Okay, you could say informal power until you retract it. You could say that maybe even if she doesn't even formally retract it, it has a chazaka on its side, chazaka beikara, until you prove it's retracted. What's the nafkamina between these two ways of understanding Yerushalmi? The nafkamina is the carbon ethanol topic. What's the nafkamina? Oh, I need myself so much room. Nafkamina, what if she appointed a shliach lekabbalah and then someone was Zochela. She appointed a Shlich Kabbalah, but no one accepted a Shlich Kabbalah. Rather, someone was Zochela for her. Okay, if you said the given psychological, she shouts, she's not serious. If you appoint a Shlich Kabbalah, she's serious. Then over here, she's serious. Then she's Migureshet Miyada. Right? After all, when she appointed a Shlich Kabbalah, she was serious that she wanted to get divorced. It really is a zechut for her, because she was very serious about it. If she's serious, then even if someone else is zechut for her, it's still valid. But if you say, no, we always assume she changed her mind. Just a halos lasts until it's revoked. But here we are saying, no. She's not megureshes, because it's still a chova for her. She changed her mind as a chova. She always changed her mind as a chova. We assume women always change their mind and don't want to get divorced and it's a chova. Ah, the Shlich Kabbalah can receive it because he has a chalot. And a chalot lasts until you formally nullify it. But it's still a chova first. That's enough to mean that. Isn't that she always changed her mind just a chalot lasts? Or that she only changed her mind if she wasn't serious? Now, being what if she was serious? That is, give me a second, the suffix of the carbon asano. The carbon asano, okay, he goes to the deal, but if she appointed Shlich Lahavah, meaning that she only divorced when he brings it back to her, then she wasn't serious yet. He was saying, let's see what happens. But what if he appointed Shlich Lahavah? The carbon asano says that of all of he off the Shlich Lahavah, if on the main mark, we can't say the Mahani the Kabbalah de Acher. Okay, I think that. I think that it'll work, right? Excuse me. Somebody thinks it'll work. This is the opinion of the carbon asano. This is the carbon asano. Why? Because the carbon asano interprets the Rishalmi, the difference is psychological. If you're serious, it becomes a zechut. Right? and therefore, it's a zechut. Even if the Shlich Kabbalah doesn't receive it, someone else receives it, that is good enough. And that's why he says here that, what were their cases all the time? They had mummers. Right? The plumber, meaning literally, the husband shmat, the husband gave a correction. Then it was very important to get a guest for the wife before it's too late. You had a big aguna problem. Meaning, in those days, the aguna, it wasn't so popular. The aguna problems for Jews were a little more powerful because, you know, the rabbi told me to get it. Everyone had to do what the rabbi said. Response tries to read it. But if someone shmatted it, come into the church, it could be important. So they tried to get a guest. So the wife would appoint a Shlich Kabbalah. What if the Shliach LeKabbalah couldn't make it? The Shliach LeKabbalah couldn't make it. He died. He got too stuck on the way, etc. And they find a shop that kosher. The husband will give it yet. No problem. Just giving it to anyone who's open on her behalf. Because she's very close to the cook. However, the Ran would disagree with the Karbanat Tanon. The Karbanat Tanon doesn't tell us. It's against the Ran and our Sugya. What does the Ran and our Sugya say? Not the part that's on the board. The part that's not on the board. The Ran said, even though she made a Shliach LeKabbalah, the husband says, I don't want you to be a Shliach LeKabbalah. I don't want you to do Zayin. It doesn't work, the Tehovah, because she changed her mind. Even though she wanted a Shliach LeKabbalah, the Ran says she changed her mind. And therefore, the husband gave it to a Shliach LeKabbalah to work. But if he says, he makes this guy into a new guy, right? He says, don't be a Shliach LeKabbalah. Rather, be a Zayin, be a Zohar, then it doesn't work for the Tehovah. So the Ran is going foolish against the Karbanat Tanon, and they're arguing about how to understand the Yerushalmi, about the Chakira and the Yerushalmi.
Yeah, I don't understand the Karbanat Tanon because it doesn't seem that it's that way. It seems that when he is making the, if you make the Shliach Halacha, that's dependent on psychological. Because he said, oh, if the Mumar or whatever, then if she really is Zohar, then we are okay with that. But you could still say that if it's a Shliach Kabbalah, that it doesn't, it's not dependent on her at all. It's formal. It's Chalosh Bichlut. And then,
But his case was you gave it to someone else. She made Reuben a Shliach LeKabbalah, and the husband gave the wife to Shimon to be Zohar. Right? And he has the Shliach LeKabbalah, it's on the name of the Rahani, Zichu LeBali De Akir. Right? Meaning his case was not the Ran's case, the husband changed it. She said Reuben be a Shliach LeKabbalah, and the husband gave it to Shimon to be Zohar for her. So there's no formal power here. Shimon was nothing. Right? Shimon was nothing in the Karbanat Tanon.
Well, in fact, she assigned the Shliach
LeKabbalah. Right, she assigned Reuben to the Kabbalah, so she's serious as a cloth, and then even Shimon could receive it for her. That's the Karbanat Tanon. He popped in as the Maisa. No, the Karbanat Tanon was a big pope thing. You think, oh, he's like from the pot hole, the bottom of the rush. Open up Shulchan Aruch with Note Kalim. He's after Shulchan Aruch. And the Note Kalim are quoting the Karbanat Tanon right and left. Whatever the Karbanat Tanon says, makes it into the halachic Masorah. Okay.
Just to ask, if one of the sources you gave up was Yevamos about whether it's a split or not. And probably Tanhu is the first reason, but there's a bunch of other reasons that are given so she can show up social status. And the last one was that so she can commit adultery without anyone finding her out. So a lot of these reasons seem to be based on that problematic Tanhu is if she really wants to be married, but what if she's doing actions that show that actually she doesn't really want to, i.e. she's committing adultery, but and she's also saying. So what happens when you combo the combination of the two?
Okay, all good questions. And there are some posts who say once she commits adultery, then already she's not telling me to undo anymore. And you can be Mazaka against her in a Chanami. It's all found in Evan Ezra Kofemet. Let me just summarize a little. Based on the Shami, how do we pop in? Is get a clearly a get is a chova by default. That's our Mishnah Dafyut Aleph. How far do we take it? Do we take it as far as the Rishali? So that depends who you ask. The Torah brings down a machloket between the Bala Itter and himself. It says the Bala Itter writes, right? We did a Bala Itter Uriah, the Hechar rather implies, but it's a good implication. The Hechar the Amrla Zechila of Skavala of Ratsa, he Ratsa Bosh, and Skashami Abba Kavalot, the Philosophat, the Shlef Kabala. If she wants me to then it's the book. And therefore, the husband says, Bechela did Megoreshus right away. He wants to be divorced to the book. Why? Because the Gaonim wrote that if he says, Bechela begets that, he can't be closer, it's Chal Miyad. And he says what that means is that she's Rota. Right, but not against her will. Against her will, he can't force her. I mean, he divorced her against her will. The Dina Zagamara in person, but not through someone else. Be'ing Nira, and the Torah disagrees, says, no way. Only she made a Shliach LeKabbalah. There's no Zechia. So the Machlok is in the Itter and the Baal HaItter and the Torah say if she's Rotsa LeHitzgarish then it becomes a Zechot. Says the Torah, nope. Even if she's Rotsa LeHitzgarish it's the Lechova. And what if her base himself on? Okay, he doesn't say right here, but the okay, actually, let's think about that. The question is, what case are they arguing about? So, what does the Beis Yosef say? Says the Beis Yosef No, if she was Samcha Kodem Hazachia, that's what they're arguing about. The Sefer, the Baal HaEtzer said, it's a Zachot against the Rishalmi. He says, of course, the Baal HaEtzer is against the Rishalmi. And the Torah says that the Chova, like the Rishalmi, what does the Rishalmi say? She changed her mind. So the Torah, like the Rishalmi, she changed her mind. And the Baal HaEtzer is like the, against the Rishalmi, says, no, we assume she didn't change her mind. However, if she was Sabcha Bishak Zechia, Sabcha meaning that you want me, right? Divorce. Something you thought of, I mean, I don't want it, right? Not that she was there. She was there, she was there. Meaning, we have Eden. I gave, you know, someone gave Morty again and said, you don't come to have my wife at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. We have Eden at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, she was saying, I want to be divorced. Then everyone would agree that she's divorced. Because there was no time to change her mind. If we have Aiden will come speak, not that she was there. We have Aiden would say, we looked at our clock at the exact same time she said she wanted me to work, then what can you do then? And then it was clearly the hook in that time. She didn't have time to change her mind. That's the basic thing. Says the Bach, no, ridiculous. Never can argue on a Yerushalmi. Says the Bach, you can't argue on a Yerushalmi. After all, what's the rule assumed by most of the Rishonim? That if Yerushalmi says something and it's not against the Baal, you follow the Yerushalmi. That's from a force of Yerushalmi. There are two ways about it. If we have to follow the Yerushalmi. So what does the Baal say? No. Sabcha Kodem Hazachia. Everyone agrees it's a Chova like the Yerushalmi. Why would anyone disagree with the Yerushalmi? But Sabcha Bish. Is the machloket. That's where the Baal HaEtzer said the chot, because after all, at that time, she said it was a chot. And the Torah says, nope, well, he doesn't say the word chova, but what does the Bach say? The Bach says that the Torah says that, give me a second, let me find it. The Avni Diga Ashav Edim Shva Osa Shah Mamish Zichala Hayaraton Liskarish, but no mocking his Abalo Yodis Kutula Lomati Lazakos La Dami Stomach Ovla. Okay, what is he saying? He's saying that it still doesn't work. Because the Baal Lo Yah is Kutula. After all, she at that time, we can prove later, maybe she wasn't there. She was there longer than they thought. But after she wants to get divorced, right? Even though tomorrow we bring Aiden and say that at that time she wants to be divorced, since the husband didn't know that, and at the time we had no reason to, we assumed it was a chova incorrectly, but since all the people present assumed it was a chova, it's not valid. So according to the Bach, the Torah is making a big, big chidush. That even though it's a zechut, if you don't know it's a zechut, it doesn't work. Even though it's a zechut, it doesn't work if you don't know it's a zechut. Why? Maybe because the husband didn't have the mirror stopped if he didn't know it was a zechut. Or maybe you could say, that's what sounds more from this, like we're saying, or maybe you could say the Eden didn't know it was a zechut. So there's a lack of ABK. Remember, here it's in the legal, they're ABK.
You have about some, you send a shliach to do truma, and he's going to take from this or that, and the Baal has no idea what he's doing. And the guy takes it and we say it's okay because it's the chus for the Baal.
No, we say it's okay because the Baal appointed him a shliach. And if he appointed him a shliach and didn't tell him what to do, then that's an open-ended charge. I mean, even if he was off a little, you say, well, you appointed him. That goes back to the chalo. He made him a chalo shliach. Even if he didn't do exactly what I meant, well, I made him a chalo shliach. That has certain power. Okay, this is a big pitch, right? This is a big finish that even if the chut doesn't work, you don't know it doesn't work. Because all the people doing it, the Baal and the guy receiving it for her, didn't know it was the chut, and therefore, perhaps they couldn't have had proper dots. Okay, but let the Bach is...
Rabbi, how is this going to work? How is this going to work if a shaliach, according to the deot that a shaliach lekabbalah needs aidin? So then he obviously has to know what he's doing.
No, but we're not talking about the Baal, we're talking about right, she didn't appoint a shliach to Kabbalah. That would be easy, just talking out of the
Would this apply also any cases you could. So let's say I hand off the money to someone, and then at that point, the tax man came and he went into a new bracket, so he had to pay new tax. It wasn't necessary to cook. Does that mean the money I can now send back? Was it only a case of gifting?
No, I think I would say there's only a case where we should have logically assumed it was a chova. Over here, since they didn't know she was shouting, they should have assumed it was a chova, because I thought it was a chova. So in any other case, in most of those, if I could logically think of a chova, even if it turned out to be a chova, then the bottom pay doesn't work. But only if I could logically think it's a chova. Yes.
So for the box, if the husband said that to divorce her at that exact moment, when then it wouldn't count as a divorce.
I'm not sure what you mean.
If the husband sent a shliach at 11:30 on Wednesday, and the woman said that I want to get divorced at 11:30 on Wednesday, and the shliach comes at that exact moment, so the baal and the shliach had that, then it wouldn't count as a divorce.
Oh, the shliach lo halacha?
Yeah.
Oh, the shliach lo halacha, you don't need the das of the woman. Shliach lo halacha and divorce her against her will.
Right.
That's the fun. The shliach lo halacha and divorcing her rabbana. Come on, the rabbana. That's not a problem. Okay. Now, what's the answer to the question, by the way? How do you ask the box question? How could the Bala enter? Yeah, the box said the Bala should never say it. Well, the box is a big fish. Why did we see a little bit more? Why did the Bala enter think we disagreed with Yerushalmi? So the pasta says, because he thinks the Machlok is Babli and Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Babli says, when you borrow that cook your fat. That was the Babli act. Babli said, meaning a guy's dying and he has a brother and no kids. He doesn't want his wife to have to do even more chalitza, but she's not here. So he says, Sam, take this get, these oak on behalf of my wife. This is a cook for her to avoid even more chalitza. So the Gemara says something. What does the Gemara say? Well, on the one hand, maybe she doesn't like the brother-in-law, so the cook will be free of him. On the other hand, maybe she sometimes does like him, so the cook will be free of him. Right? Simple telling there, they say, oh, the mission says, well, that's a little different. Stop it. Then what about the puzzle? What if they're fighting? Right? What if they're fighting? So, if they're fighting, then the guard says, brother. What? No, no, new case.
Okay.
No brother-in-law, the husband and wife are in a fight. And he says, fine, I'm sick of this. Accept this gift. You don't come on behalf of my wife. He's a king law, his capital law, you know. Is that a divorce or a chova? And the Gemara says, oh, I can come from Amrulim. No, she'd rather be married, even if she's in a fight, than be single. And then they have all these things that a woman would rather be married, even to a very lowly guy, even if she gets very little benefit, how she would rather be married. And then a bit of a cynical comment that, oh, well, the additional benefit, remember, in their days, they didn't have birth control, is that, you know, if you want to sleep around, if you're single, then you can't, because, right, remember Scarlet Letter? She gets pregnant and she's in big trouble. But as long as she's married, even if she doesn't like her husband, you can sleep with every other man in the world, because she has an excuse for getting pregnant. Okay, yeah, a little hard to imagine that applies nowadays. Maybe in birth control. But so what might the Bala Itter say? The Bala Itter might say, look, The Babli is Mustafa. In every case, trying to analyze psychologically, is it good for her or bad for her? Okay, is it good for her or bad for her? They try to improve one way or the other. But it never deals with a case where he expresses her opinion, right? Now the Bab says, no, it used her father. If father 3 dot earlier means she expressed her opinion, oh yeah, that's the Mechani. I think the favorite is my famous. The Babli just said, in some case, we're Mustafek and we're Machria one way or Machria the other way. But the Babli never says that if she stands her opinion, it means she changed her mind. And therefore, that's only a Chiddush to be Tami. And the Babli doesn't hold for it. From the fact that the Babli only discussion, you can even, the fact that the Babli even had a question, you can deny it. Well, they have a question whether women want to be married or not married in different circumstances. But if we said something, why would we have a question? Okay, look over it. It's a little, not mukhra, but I think the answer would say the Babli disagreed with Yerushalmi. The Babli says if she said her opinion, she's divorced. If she said once she wants to be divorced, we take it seriously against Yerushalmi. And the Torah would be like Yerushalmi or the Bach. Says everyone would like Yerushalmi.
Okay, I didn't understand the very simple like that at all. We read it Why isn't that based on the thing that the first column is the chal korban less the other? But that's according to the Torah. That the Torah says that, that the volume is slowed on the Yerushalayim.
You want to make the Torah and the Ether not really arguing.
Yeah, because the Beis Yosef comes in and that's what he does. You try
no, the Beis Yosef said, Kach Rabbeinu Shadak Bal HaEtzer, etc. Shalokit of Yerushalmi. You're saying that's only what he thinks Rabbeinu thinks.
And then he comes and then he solves the problem. He then says, no, but really, what the Bal HaEtzer means is that he means he's of agent. And that's what Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi being fine with that because Yerushalmi is only closer to that.
I don't think there's anything. Dibri Bal HaEtzer, Yerah, the Hecha, the Amr, the Chilav, he rots us both, and it's Garsha, the Chuli. The time of Lormin, the Chubalak, Shol, Gilsa, Dite, the Kosh, Gilsa, Dite, Shol, the Garish, Zuchot, Lov, Zuchot, Lov, Shalom, Faneha. You want to read that only b'shaito like the back? Yeah. You should have said the word b'shaito. Well, I don't know.
But then he says,
and that's Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is different. I'm not what you read of this yoke. Now, you could be right about the current answer. You could be, but I don't think it's what b'shaito meant. The back didn't think it's what b'shaito meant. I just think b'shaito meant b'shaito that you check later and it's exactly the same time you should have said, though.
He's making a distinction.
Yeah. So, okay. So, in any case, here we have the Bala Iter Lefi, the Beis Yosef, disagrees with Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, no, we're not coaching for Chazara. And the Yerushalmi says, we're coaching for... The Yerushalmi says, we're coaching for Chazara. Now, just want to add one more very, very complicating point. So, one opinion we could say is the Bala Iter Lefi, the Beis Yosef. Yehuda notwithstanding, said, in Sabcha, Sharota lehiz garish, Nikan ve'ela, Zuchotulah. Then we have the Yerushalmi, and the Tor, and the other Rishonim, and the Bach, Bedas Ha'iter, who says the Iter agrees. Who says, nope. We assume as we shall shema chazarba, right? And it's not as a book. And therefore, she would not be bored. And what? Until we get reached her hands or until she appoints her slave of the Kabbalah. The question is, what does the Rishalmi mean in and why? Of course, because the Kabbalah makes a tundu, even though that lost it about Rishalmi. But the idea, you know, is that we there's a strong assumption that a woman wants to be married. The question is, what did the Rishalmi in the first parak? What did the Rishalmi say in the first parak? The first parak says, being an eved, being freed, according to the Rachamim, is a zechus, but a woman being divorced is a chova. Ask the Rishalmi a question. Hagatz machlach, shayis ishto chamuka shchin, what if her husband was full of boils and disgusting and repulsive? Isn't it a zechus to be divorced? Hagatz machlach, abdushel kastin, a repulsive eved. What if he was the eved of a general? Then isn't it a chova for him to be freed? Because much better living life as an eved of a general or governor or something than as just a free, poor, homeless person. And what if she was the wife of a repulsive mukashchem? Then isn't it a chova to be divorced? So let's look at the you have to say like this. Either a mocher's avish will be died to a shemini mocher. If you sell your eved against his will, isn't he sold? That's the easy part. And this is similar to what the Bali said. If you look in that Gemara, that's your base. And Eved is always, it's never better to say an Eved. Why? Because if you want to get rid of you, you're the Eved of a governor. You're the Eved of a rich guy. You're the Eved of a Rothschild. So you have a good life. Yeah, but Rothschild can sell you to a peasant any moment. So really, it's better to be free because you have no guarantee that you'll get anything from Rothschild. Okay, that's the easy part. If you divorce your wife, Shalomi Daita, is she Megaretet? Not exactly clear what that means. Tosfos reads it as, if you divorce your wife through someone else without telling her, does it work? Which is perhaps a little bit further than a lot. We're asking whether it works being a Daka yet without telling your wife through someone else. You say, oh, sure, it doesn't work. Then we'll explain why not. And the question is, if the guy's a terrible guy, isn't it because to be divorced? And the answer is, well, does that work? It's not so clear what Rishalmi's answer is. Right? And that's where, and this, why is this Rishalmi considered very clustered by the postkin? This Rishalmi taken into account by the postkin because, on Daphne Alpha and Base, focus the Rishalmi. Right? This is one of these posts, just the Yerushalmi boy. He just quotes the Yerushalmi. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, and then he explains the Yerushalmi without explaining terribly much. A woman cannot be divorced from someone else against her will. Okay, I mean, it's definitely true that a woman can't divorce someone else against her will. Let's say the woman says, I declare that I don't want a divorce. I declare that it's a chumrah for me to divorce, but I don't want to be divorced in any circumstance. And clearly, you can't be divorced from someone else against your will. So it's not a fucking problem. But how does that affect the question of whether it is a zuchus for he to be divorced or a chumrah for you to be divorced or a husband to mukache? Right? Meaning, how does that affect the question whether a woman's husband is very, very bad? Is the chumrah or chumrah for her to be divorced? So here we have a tremendous, tremendous machlokes. The says the Maharsha here, based on Tosfos, based on Yerushalmi, a tremendous kiddush. He says, what do we see from Tosfos and Yerushalmi? Lav the tzvachova tal yamilta. It's not the tzvachova tal yamilta. Meaning, it has nothing to do with chumrah and chumrah. You just can't use zachum la'adam tzvachova for a divorce, even if it is this one. And that's what Yerushalmi means. You just can't divorce her without checking with her first. Meaning, if she's not here, you can't divorce her unless you appoint this to the Kabbalah. So this is the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph. But see, the Maharsha. And not only Marsha, the truth of the action, also thinks that when he says that, you'd be nivchak and interpreted differently. But this is what he thinks it means, right? And the Truma Fadeshen and the Karbana Eda also says this way, and the Pain Moshe says this way, the Pain Marsha, the Ode, he has a different shot. Nothing to do with Shema. What does he say? Meaning, what are we basically saying here? That it is a, according to Bala Itter, it's a chova, but can easily be called a zechut. And what are we saying according to the Shalom in most system? It is a chova, you know, it is a chova in at least almost all cases. I mean, if the chova, let's say, even when there's evidence to think otherwise, even if it looks like the hook. And what does the Yerushalmi in the first parak say according to the Maharsha, the way Maharsha reads? No. Eno toloi bizchut v'chova. Ella Delo shayach liv koget afilo imhu zechot. You just can't use zechot on the global fund for get. It just doesn't work, not because it's not the mitzvah. It just doesn't work. There's no such thing as zechot on the global fund for get. That's on the Maharsha reads
Tosfos. So what is the havanin of the Gemara when it says Tavaka?
Aha! So the Gra is the question of the Tavanar in Eben Ezer Kofman. The Gra says that then, oh, first of all, this is the Deshan says, that's against the Bavli and Yavamos. Because the Bavli and Yavamos says, well, is it a chova or is it both there in a fight? Something like the Tundu, it's a chova. So they're saying, it's okay. If it is a chova or a chova, if you don't want to be talking to the Yavam, okay, a little unclear, we're not sure. Okay, the Bavli clearly thinks it's a chova or a chova. The mission document sounds like it depends on the sort of woman. That's the thing. Why does it work for the woman, but it works for the Eved? Doesn't work for the wife, but it works for the Eved. They ain't coming along with the Bada. It's not the woman, but it ain't. And the Gra said, the Yerushalmi and Perek Vav said, what if he's Tavchal Isgari? What's done in that case? He's Tavchal Isgari. Then they say, let's never change their mind. They'll say, who cares if he changed their mind? Right? Just say, we don't care if it's a Tavchal Isgari. You just can't use up a lot of flow of fun. So the drop, the term that Nefesh said, is against the Babli, which is strange. The total quote, that's not exactly the quoting it. The history of Shalmi is very, very radical. Let me just, okay, let's go. Oh, it's against the Babli, is Ramah for sure. Okay, Shalmi. about being at the Bavli. How about the Mishnah? Doesn't the Mishnah say in Yud Aleph, depends on the Kosher Chova? So the answer is, and you know, I haven't seen this in the Rishonim, but according to the answer is, no, you have to read more in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's half amino was dependent on the Kosher Chova. But because, why? Because you don't have to feed your Eved, so therefore it's supposed to be freed, but you have to feed your wife. So if she's divorced, she loses her food. So it's a Chova. The Gemara says, very hopeful, that's going to true, change both of the Shto. No, isn't it equally a Chova for both of them? Now they can't eat true anymore. So what's the difference between the wife and the Eved? And the answer, Mifneshu Kinyano. Oh, an Eved is a Kinyan. Now what does that mean? The Bavli reads that as, oh, since you own the Eved, therefore it works out that if a Chova is supposed to be free, if he doesn't own his wife, he's just married to his wife, therefore it's a Chova for her to be free. But I think the Chalmers read that at first they tried to put the Chova in there, but it didn't work. They said, you know what? Forget it, the Chova. Kinyano. Eved is Kinyan Mavon. And Kinyan Mavon is not the one who's going to come and work. Isha is not Kinyan Mavon. Isha is Isha. And Isha is not going to work. I think they would say that's the last line in the Mishnah. So they have to start that with hearing the Chof and Chova by Eved and Isha, and then get stuck. They say it's a Chova for both of them. Now they can't eat Truma anymore. So, again, the Bavli says, and then it rescued it. No, it's not a Chova for an Eved to not eat Truma anymore. Because he could sell him through Yisrael anyway and make a Nadi Truma. It's only a hope for the wife tonight. But the Yushalmi would read the end of the mission, saying, Kinyano, Zakhman Shalofanov, only works for Kinyanim, for Dini Mominos. It doesn't work for Halos Isha. I think that's how they would read the Mishnah. Ah, how does that jive with the Yushalmi in Paragvav? It's a great question. The Gra, yeah, I didn't bring a Shalofanov here. Sorry, I should have put in brackets. The Gra F. Yeah. And sort of leave a little bit of Sarvion. Leave a little bit of Sarvion. So you could say it's a machlok between the different day of the Yerushalmi, which is not such a positive thing, okay? It's not such a positive thing to say. Okay, you can say it's a machlok between whoever's talking the Yerushalmi period above and whoever's talking. In the Yerushalmi Perek Aleph, neither which say who's talking, it makes it a little less likely to say Machloket. Or maybe, here, maybe you could say no. Yerushalmi Perek Vav is not talking about Zepot or Chova either. Maybe Yerushalmi Perek Vav really meant that if she was sub from his garish, doesn't that mean that she's just appointing everyone a shliach for Kabbalah? The answer, no. Just because she was thoughtful with garbage, she probably changed her mind right away and did not want anyone to be a shliach for Kabbalah. Maybe the doka, you can say that Shalom Perek Vav is talking about in an implicit general shliach for Kabbalah. So the equivalent of the Bavli is called Shemeh Koli Yitzel Get Leishti, called Shemeh Koli Yitzel Get Me Bavli. And then they're saying no. Or it's about focus. But you're right. That's why this Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph, it's very duffel. It seems to get the Mishnah, although it's not the last line of the Mishnah. It's against the Bavli, which allows the then righteousness. Is that preferable and the cost like it? And the worst problem, that's the Gruff, as Jonah said, it's against the Yerushalmi Perek Vav, or against the Nifkai Yerushalmi Perek Vav. Okay, but the Marsh taught and the truth is that doesn't make sense to be said. But is that the only way to interpret the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph? Not the only way to interpret the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph. The Rashba, and the Sharia Carbon says it as well, the sign of Yerushalmi, you're the back, where they put it. But you don't use Sharia Carbon, you have the Rashba, you didn't quote the Rashba, right? But I quoted the Rashba, did the Rashba here someplace, no? I put a Rashba here? Yeah, the Rashba in Daf Lamed Beis. The Rashba in Daf Lamed Beis quotes this Yerushalmi. He's not trying to explain the Yerushalmi, he's just trying to say what he has to say. But Agav, he quotes the Agav trying to say what he has to say, he quotes the Yerushalmi. And what does the Rashba say? The Rashba is talking about when the quote of Hova, meaning the Yerushalmi Perek Kama Dimitilton, the Yerushalmi in the first Perek. And what does he say? He says, what's his lachon? I'm a garish dish, so we like to step in the recipe. Can you divorce your wife without checking with her? No way. No, Womar. Ain't it for a town thing? She ain't a garish dish. She gives the yachtel, the yachtel, the yachtel, the yachtel, the no, it only works if you give the gift to your wife or to shlich of all that she made. But why? Right? Why the time of the milk stuff? You shouldn't have called her. It's not her bible. Either she is, as long as she is a husband, no matter who he is, the chutzulah is the chutzulah of the zazel, for layam,
even if it's only what it says in the Yevamot, very cynically, because now she can sleep around, basically be married to any husband is a license to sleep with every man in the world, which is something that, I get proper about Yisrael, or many Yisrael for that matter. You know, shouldn't want to do stuff then, et cetera, certainly not the hard violation of the seventh commandment. Nonetheless, she would have this ability before that she wouldn't have if she was a single woman. They would part and feather her, you know, and if she was currently pregnant, but she's married, then everything was good. But what if he say, since Yerushalmi is time of my, what does it mean? Yerushalmi says he's not divorced to his daughter, only if you give it in her hand or to a swift to Kabbalah. But then he said, and what's the reason? He quotes the Gemara Yevamot. So the Rasha actually obviously has a different shot in the Yerushalmi, right? The Rasha has a different shot in the Yerushalmi, says the Rasha, but the Yerushalmi, let's see, the Rashba says something totally differently. There's something totally different. Says the Rishali be Rashba. Oh, it is Taloi Bizkot Behova. Aval Afilu Le'eshet Mukachin Gavrishin Kavi Ova Mishon Nakuli. All right, we don't put into like things on the board. Yeah, the Rashba denies that Yerushalmi is breaking the rules. The Maharsha and the Tzur says, yes, the Maharsha thinks Yerushalmi is breaking the rules. The Maharsha is a lot of the whole Italian stuff. And the Rashba says, break the rules. Depends on what the code, then you should have to make a judgment call for each case. So the fundamental machlokes, what's the fundamental machlokes here? The fundamental machlokes here is the Zakum will unfold upon it. Sign it, the Gerushin, and it's a competitive with the Kova, which is what it sounds like all over the place, or is it not shy of the cloud? The Mar Shah and the most Pashup Shah in Tosfot and the Yerushalmi. And by the way, in the Yerushalmi, between Moshe and the Korban Edah, both agree that it's not shy of the cloud that Yerushalmi Karakala. Oh, the law has to deal with Yerushalmi Karakalah. I recognize, and this comes up a lot with the Shuman Tadeshah and put a bracket as a fascinating question. What about a question of Kamina? Now, what about a case that's worse than any case in Shach? What if the husband is worse than any of the husbands in Shach? All the husbands in Shach are Kabbalah Mason Pandu, or, you know, Kemal Khosrava. You know, it's good to be married to them. Even the Lucas Krin. You know? But what if the husband's worse than Papa, and worse than Mukashkin, and worse than Thubka, and worse than Yavam.
Tried to kill her.
He tried to kill her. Not an example that they discuss so often, although I'm sure it happens sometimes, but a much more common example in the Middle Ages. What about the husband's owner? Right? This is also, why was this, you know, if you look in halakhic literature, meaning halakhic maisa literature, not Pirishman Shas, things get discussed disproportionately, not based on how conceptually interesting they are or how conceptually clear they are, but how often they come up and how big a deal it is. All the other cases were not as big a deal because they could work it out. You know what? Let's say you had a husband tried to kill his wife. He was in the shtetl with all the other Jews, whatever, and the town would get together and they wouldn't need any poskim and somehow decide that you get divorced and somehow work it out. You know, they worked it out in the shtetl. The mummer was where you had all these cover shaylos going to all the post-doom throughout the generation because you couldn't work it out, right? He was beyond our reach, and he didn't like cooperating with our system, right? He didn't like Jewish rituals in the first place, and you couldn't pressure him at all. You could try to bribe him, and even the bribing was tricky because it was against his principle to give again. But now he's a Christian, and he doesn't believe in the rules of the Torah, right? Says in the New Testament that you shouldn't keep these rules anymore, so how can you give again? So remember in those days the Rishonim, some of these Mumarim really believed in Christianity. I like the famous joke, right? What's the famous joke from Russia from 150 years ago? The guy says, no, I convert to Christianity out of conviction. It's a strong conviction that I'd rather be a professor in St. Petersburg than a lot of the descendants. But in the Middle Ages, there were a lot of people who converted out of conviction that the Christians convinced them to believe in it. So that's why the Chuk 90% are about Mumer. So the Chuk 7 says, what do you do with a Mumer? So just let's say you find this Mumer, you manage to convince him to give a get to his wife. Now, but by dinner time, he'll probably change his mind. And the wife is 500 miles away. You can't ask her to show up or send a shliach l'kabbalah. So no problem. There's not one full of five. After all, a mummer is worse than any of these things. No problem makes a tundu for a mummer. After all, you're not going to live with him, right? He's in a different religion. He can't even be the man in Kola because he's in a different religion. They're not sleeping together. He gets no financial benefit from him or anything because he's a Christian. So even if the halakha says he has to support his wife, he doesn't have to because he's a halakha. You know, he doesn't have to listen. I mean, a lot of he does, but he doesn't have to listen to a lot. He's a Christian now. So that's for sure. So okay, there's some discussion. Maybe not. Maybe not the Kova, because he's hoping to change his mind for Chuba, etc. But that's for sure is the cause. So Pasha, just look on the Kova part, and they said, but what about this Yerushalmi and this Tostos? Yerushalmi and Tostos say that love is close to the Tovatani, it just doesn't work. And he's really grappled with this in the Shuba of the Shuba Tadesh. And he said, well, but it's against the Bavli, and it's Dachokin, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe I can even say they mean something else. He doesn't say what? Maybe about the Rashba. And so in the end, what he said, you know what? We can ignore this Yerushalmi and assume it's pulling the Tovatova, but I'm worried anyway, he's totally close to Yerushalmi. Also, the Tovatova must think we should pop in like it. Why would Tosfos quote Yerushalmi? We didn't talk about it. How it's going to the Bavli is very difficult. And therefore, okay, in the end, basically, he took an approach that really is similar to the approach of many of the posts through the generations in these cases. They're a little worried about this teach of the Yerushalmi and Tosfos. So what did he say? He said, it's sort of supposed to be divorced from a mumer. So just be mizakin again for her. But what about the Yerushalmi? So he says, you know what, be mizakin again for her. Me'ikr didn't she be divorced. But if you to be Shalmi, then give the get back to the husband and say, now send it to Shlif Lahalacha. And even if he's called their bow, when the Shlif Lahalacha brings it, Keston will be so much on against the Shalmi. But it's a people have people trying to not with the Shalmi, so really made it into the Lahalacha literature. The Shabbat, you have 2 days about whether it's the hook, the divorce, whether you can use up and divorce from a mover. And the growth of these 2 days have to do with the Shalmi. Matter of fact, the world will look at your Shalmi. Okay. So now, why would Bakal Unspoiled Republic not work for Gibbon? What would the Svara? The Svara is, and here, I don't have any first marker for this, I think. Right? Why? Why not? So I think there you have to go to a line of the Mishnah. What does the line of the Mishnah say? The nation Kinyano. That Evan is Kinyanin, and a wife is not Kinyan. Again, you could say that line means a million other things. Right, and say, therefore, for an Eved, the Kenyan is for a wife. He's not a Kenyan. I know what you said. So, I mean, literally a Kenyan, right? It's not, not a Kenyan. The Gemara all over talks about Kedusha as a Kenyan, as a wife of Kenyan, but the Gemara never talked about the wife as a Kenyan, like subsequently. All of a sudden, folks that we have this property. It's okay. So, a wife, not a Kenyan, but you can say that. So, a wife is a Chova, so she wasn't a Kenyan anyway. For the Eved, the Kenyan, the Chut, and there are many different, the Bavli, the Shalmi, and the report of many, many slaves. But the Kenyan Shalmi is not. Dokka only works for Kenyanin. Dokka doesn't work for personal Kenyanin. Meaning, death is not a Kenyan. You could have said, again, it's a Kenyan. Right, that you should make things, but Kohen is right? You could, but he said, no, maybe I understand the law in the beginning of the Kinyanin. It doesn't work for personal status, because personal status means a personal encounter. Right? Because it seems these things didn't call Mishalka and Hazeris. She needs to be aware of what's going on in the Gerushin. And therefore, you can't use Bachin because she's not aware. If you point to the left, you have all of the weird. If you point to the left, you have all. If you do personally, you don't wear it. We actually, at least, when we dive them, I mean, not with her agreement or not.
Sorry, I'm just going to mute you until you're ready to talk again. Maybe get is different than Diamonis. Get is a personal case of status. It's a personal relationship. To do that, he needs to, she doesn't need to be there. She can make a split with Kabbalah. But she needs to be involved. Right? She needs to have some data, have some involvement in what's going on here. Can't be done legitimately without her involvement. I want to go back. What? And that's your family. Why not? Mifnei Shehu Yano, meaning Mamanos can be transferred through Zohin, but now again, I know from that gotcha. This will depend on your thing. So, there's Zohin, Mother can be transferred through Zohin, but Gerushin is a matter of a personal status and relationship. And a personal status and relationship, you can't just do like Zohar on the board, but I'll make this hello for you. No, the person has to be personally involved. Right? You don't do it for yourself, you have to have an involvement to be engaged. The husband has to be involved, the wife has to be involved. Zohar doesn't work for personal relationship.
Even more, she has to know her, she has to know what she is. The big nakamina is whether she's married or divorced. She has to know what she is.
Correct. That's the way they most make it sound like. In the name of Momino, it's not a tonight you have to know what you own and what you don't own. Or whether you're owned or whether you're not owned in the evidence. But in Dine Gittin, there's a din. The Shulchan based on she has to have a knowledge that she is Mishulaka. She has to be aware of her status. But then why can't you be aware of her status? Gittin is different than Dine Mamanos. Okay, that's a very radical sheet of Yerushalmi according to the Maharsha and seemingly Toto and the Grand Mishkula Kadeshin against and the Karbonaita and the Pengosha against the Rashba and the Shari Karbon. I know the Shari Karbon and Karbonaita are the same person. And what the Shkula Kadeshin says, the Docha, maybe you can say otherwise. And the Nafkamina is, what if you have something which is more of a book than anything in the Torah? Can you then be talking to get to the light? Which, halacha l'maisa, we say yes, but we're nervous about it, perhaps because of the Yerushalmi.
Would they, even if Zohar has much, does this make it?
I think not. Maybe based on the thing Moshe, you could say Shlishchus doesn't work from a child of Enoch was there. But probably not. I want to make enough to me. You see where I'm going. Okay, now I want to talk for a second about
the Rabbi, isn't even the Rambam holds like that the Kabbalah Saisha requires aiding. It's a Davar Sheba Erva and not a Din B'mama.
Correct. It's a Davar Sheba Erva requires aiden, but does that mean that you can't use Zohin?
I mean, maybe that means that it's not, that even the Minu Shlichus, it's not, okay. The Mamas don't apply.
Correct, maybe, but again, there are different ways to understand that. It could be, right, the Ketov says you need aiden to give a Davar and Mamas also, because you always have it. It's not the puppet. Okay, I want to talk for a second about, we finished the first half here. It's not full.
The Rashba really gives you another trap. Okay? You don't,
what do you mean?
You don't have to exercise. The Rashba allows you basically the Mechadish of the Rashba Allah from Hagiarity. Not because it's not being a mom, not because it's Zohin.
Because of Tavla Mesa's Tandu.
Well, he doesn't say that explicitly.
But he quotes the next one. Ramazanas Batolos Balea.
Because maybe what he means by that is that Hova Bagarishin is the objective.
Okay. So let's come back to that. Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Lalim Sulafana, because it could be that a lot of these things we've been discussing might depend on, like you're discussing, how Dr. Lalim Sulafana affects Gerushin. So it might depend a little on how you look at Gerushin. Is Gerushin more like a regular Kenyan Halos, or is it more of a personal experience, even though you can use a shlich? But what is the nature of Zalkam Adam Shulafanav? There's a famous Machlokes Rishonim about Zalkam Adam Shulafanav called, in the language of the Rishonim, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus or Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus.
What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Membeis, they're trying to figure out what's the makor for shliachos in the Torah. Okay, we're going to have to come back to begin the second paragraph of Kiddushin many times. But they say, how do we know that shliachos are in Kamoso? How do we know shliachos works? So the Gemara says, oh, no problem. We have the case of Minay shliachos are in Kamoso. Shenamar, v'nati echa, nati echa, v'mateh, that and the nasi of each shevet was acquired, split up the land on behalf of the members of your shevet. So he was the shliach of his shevet to split up the land. Why is that the makor? Why do we need all the makoros? The tithar of shlichus is that shlichus is kind of the shlichus. What do you mean? They're kind of in the shevet, and they kapan can't have a shliach, so that's not shlichus. Ella kihad the rav barakun, the rav hunam, rav gidol, rav minayches zochon shulafanav. How do you know zochon shulafanav? Okay, they say that's a double on the club of Fondo. After all, they got a stroll, the club to acquire land. And the Nazi acquired land on behalf of everyone. So it's not good, not sleep. But then the Gemara says, even that's not true. How do you, well, who says the club? Meaning, they all deserved a fraction of the land. The Nazi just split up who gets which land. Maybe he gave them the wrong land that they didn't like, and maybe it's really a Bola. Says, rather, no, that really teaches us the rule of apotropos. Okay. Now, but what are we showing as far as the Dayak? Say, is this teacher Slichus? No, it's teacher Zachon Zolim Lodin Bovvah. That proves that Zachon Zolim Lodin Bovvah is a different rule than Slichus. Because if Zachon Zolim Lodin Bovvah and Slichus are the same halakha, then if it's Zolim Zachon, it would have Zolim Slichus. Then it says, we can't only Slichus, only Zachon. That proves Zachon and Slichus are two different things. This is to go against Rashi and Tosfos. But we're not doing all the right from all the Shas. Rashi and Tosfos, all the Shas, are not the only ones, the only ones. Of course, she'd say, the Chia and Tam Shlichot. The Chia is a type of Shlichot. Rashi has a four places in Shas, they only did the two strongest ones here. The Chia is a type of Shlichot. And Rashi goes even further and said, what do we mean, the Chia is a type of Shlichot? What does Rashi say? The Anan Sadi. Anan Sadi means we're witnesses, even though the anything. We know. We know you'd want to do your shliach. The chiyah is just an anasadi of shlichos. Normally, are you don't my shliach? I tell be my shliach to X, Y, and Z. But let's say someone wants to give me, 100,000 shekels, a briefcase full of cash, and he says, "Are you both on the briefcase full of cash on behalf of my vendor?" Then obviously, I want to be my shliach. Who wouldn't want a briefcase full of cash? And therefore, he's my shliach. Says Rashi, it's an anasadi of shlichos. It's obvious that I want it to be my shliach, and like everything else in the Torah, we don't assume anything unless we're absolutely sure. We're Anasadi, we're Edom, we're absolutely sure, then you're my shliach. And Tosfos says the exact same thing. And I'll just read you the lesson of Rashi. The Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Because we're sure he wanted to be the shliach. And like as Rashi says about Mitzia, he says, "Zochlan shol b'funav the anan sadi the nichli shetei shlukva." Tosfos says the same thing many places in Shas. He says the chiyav in tam shlichos the kevim kotzulo anan sadi the avid leishliach. We're sure he makes you a shliach even without knowing. Like as Tosfos says, "Sochin." Tosfos says, "The chiyav in tam shlichos." Okay, and Rashi in many other places says the Chiyamitam Shlichot. Rashi totals the Chiyamitam Shlichot. Zokin is just Shlichot. What's the difference? When we say Shlichot, we mean Shlichot when you appoint someone explicitly. Zokin is when you appoint someone implicitly. The Chiyamitam Shlichot. However, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva disagree. And the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva disagree. They say the Chiyamitam Shlichot. The Chiyah is not Shlichot. And one of their main proofs is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf. I mean, there are many proofs everyone brings one way or the other, which we're not going to go through all of them. If you have time, you can go through Rishonim and then go through all the Gemara, see all the proofs, and then go look up Rishonim and see how they parry the proofs. But Kiddushin Daf makes it. Why don't we learn Shlichot from Nati Achad, Nati Achad? Achad, that's for Zachin. That clearly implies if you learn Zachin, you don't know Shlichot. So Zachin is not a kind of Shlichot. Okay, what will Rashi and Tosfos defend themselves? They say, that's only the half of Mina when they thought it was learning Zachin. But in the end, they think it's learning Apachatas, and therefore it's not relevant at all. That was only a half Mina. They have to admit it's a half Mina to be a lot of Apachatas. But that's not only the Matkana. So that's the machlokes of mitam shlichus or not mitam shlichus. The main opinion they discuss, which are bonds and eyes, everyone else agrees, is there's a chia for a katan needs a raita. Right? There's two yourself in Bamathia, where there's a chia for a katan needs a raita or needs a raban. If the chia mitam shlichus, the katan can't have shlichus. So katan doesn't have the chia needs a raita, only needs a raban. Right? Meaning, if not done, gives me a briefcase full of cash and say, be zokhavit on behalf of a katan. I don't know. Who has a katan here? You have a katan. What's his name?
Liora.
Liora, her name. Right? Be zokhavit on behalf of Liora Robert. Right? Who's very, very katan. So, the Rashba and the Ritva say that we're here means a raisa because he is not shlichot, but he's a different thing. And therefore, why shouldn't work for katan? While Rashi and Tosfos say, no, that only works for Mirabana, because the Chiyah is a kind of Shlichot, and a Kotan can't have Shlichot, and therefore it only works for Mirabana. And that is the most classic Nafkamina, you know, without getting into all of these details. The Chiyah mitam Shlichot, the Lav mitam Shlichot. The only one of the Rishonim Sfarad who bucks the trend is the Ran in Kiddushin, who actually says, Yesh Misha Omer, like Omer Vey, and Ramban Rashi for Ritva, but I think the Chiyah mitam Shlichot. Now, the question is, what does it mean, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichot? What does it mean, Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichot? So here, the Ktos has a big chiddush. The Ktos said, you know what it means, Zechiyah Mitam Shlichot? Now, I'm not sure how he said this. Because he said, I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. And then he sort of quotes Rashi and Tosfos, which is very, without explaining, you know, what gives him the right to do that. You know, is he saying that Rashi and Tosfos are all Lav Davka? I guess that's what he's saying, but it's a very difficult thing to say, right? So he said, the chiyah mitam shlichos, the chiyah mitam shlichos, does not mean an anan sadi that he appointed him a shliach. It doesn't mean he appointed him a shliach. It means the Torah appointed him a shliach. Not that he appointed him a shliach, that the Torah appointed him a shliach. Because it's a gzeret hakasav that the Torah appoints shluchim for the sake of the chut. Normally, you have to appoint your own shliach, but it's something the chos, like there's the chos that the Torah appoints them a shliach. That's the famous kiddush of the. That's the famous kiddush of the ktos. Says the ktos, very, very, very foolish. He says, he basically has a problem. He says, you know, the sort called yeir shalomidah, right? If someone would have yeir, they knew they lost it, but doesn't know they lost it. And then one of the first things, anything you would think if you knew the situation, but you don't know the situation, doesn't count. It says here, although how can you say it's an answer? I would want you to be my shliach if I knew someone was giving me a briefcase of cash. If I don't know someone's giving me a briefcase of cash, so I didn't appoint you a shliach. This says it can't be. No one can actually mean an answer. It can't be. The rather, what do they all mean? They all mean lav davka. Rather, he says, it's just not because he made him a shliach, just because the gzeres hakatzav that he is a shliach. That's the Kiddush of the Ktos, he says in many places. It's just like there's copying the English Shliach.
Why did he have to introduce Shliach?
Because it's not the same Shliach. Why did they figure out what it's done in the same Shliach? Because in Bavmatiya Yud Beis, it says, Chaser works mitam yada mitam Shlichos, and the way it works mitam Shlichos is often understood upon it. So it sounds like Shlichos is often understood upon it, the same thing. In the Dharm Dath Lamed Vav, it says, seems to say, Zokal on the flow of fun, you can take Truma. But in Truma, you need to be a Shliach. Those are the two main reasons why they say, the reason why they say the Himitam Shlichot. You know, if we're in one of those Gemaras, we maybe get into all these studies a little more. He said, it's not you in Anan Sadi, it's a Torah making him a Shliach. Now, this is A, and then, of course, there's the Manda Omar, that he allowed him to. What does it mean to be a lav mitam shlichos? It's also not so clear. So let's just put that on the board a second. And then we have, we don't really have much time.
Very, very, very sadly. Okay, what did someone ask before? When we define the chutz and chol, did we define it objectively or subjectively? Right, who asked that question? Didn't someone ask that question? Okay. Okay, maybe that would depend on, what we mean by zechiyah mitam shlicha. If it's an an and sadi that you want to be a shliach, then it should be subjective. Do you, based on what we know about you, want him to be a shliach? If that the Torah makes him a shliach, then maybe the Torah only makes him a shliach if it's a zechut in the Torah's eyes, not in your eyes. Right? And that might have to do with, we'll have to pick up with this, put it on the board next time, but the very, very, I will just make one tiny little point of the Avnei Mugulim, says, what about a get for a numeret? The wife converted to Christianity. The wife shmatted. The husband wants to marry someone else, but her and her so he wants to give someone a get. He was not good for her. In Hashem's eyes, is it the chus for her to receive a get or a chulva? Now she's living with a Christian man. Is it the chus or chulva for her to be divorced? In Hashem's eyes, you should all know that. It's the chus, because right now she's committing adultery, age is there. If she gets divorced, she won't be committing adultery. It's a pure chus. And Hashem's eyes for her to be divorced. She says, I don't want to be divorced. She says, I don't want. I'm not interested. I don't believe in Judaism. I don't want a divorce. So if you say with an amen of anasadi that she wants this person to be a slave to receive her gas, there's no anasadi. She doesn't want to be divorced. He's a Christian. But if it's a matter of Hashem saying, I appoint a shliach to makom zechus, Hashem buys it. But he's totally wrong. She has a whole life wrong. Right? It isn't the husband who left a Beirut rather than more a Beirut. And therefore, it should be valid. That's exactly the other thing. The other thing, so I can call you also. And he says it depends on this chakira. Okay, I want to tie in a few things in this sugya to this chakira. So we'll have to wait for next time. Next time, what we'll do is finish up explaining Pivotam Shrikos, Pialavnitam Shrikos a little, and what the nafkaminas of this chakira are. And how that ties into a few things mentioned in our sugya, and then we will go on in the Gemara on Daf Tamafei Zamafei. Okay, go ahead.